saddest man calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. All right.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks to the news crew, as always, for letting us know about what's going on in the world from a very intelligent perspective. You'll get a lot of insight from those guys weekly on Fridays just before this show. And this show is all about Australian and Canadian music, typically, but I'm going to play a lot of... Mostly Canadian this week. We've got so much great local music to catch up on, and Kiwi music, which I dip into occasionally, and rightly so, because for such a small little country, there is an incredible amount of good music from that country, including the heritage of the Flying Nun record label, which we're a big fan of here on the show, and some other regular listeners are. I forgot to mention, a few weeks back, there was a show at the Electric Owl featuring... The headliner was one of the guys from The Clean, the legendary band The Clean from Dunedin, New Zealand. Hamish Kilgore, the drummer from the band, played there in frontman roles. And it was very different. It wasn't really what I expected. He was seated the whole time, sitting on the ground, bare feet, accompanied by another guitarist. And it was very... kind of psychedelic and laid back and pretty out there, abstract kind of lyrics. And not for everyone, and it's not what I expected. Very different from the Clean, the sound of the band The Clean. But I kind of was glad I went, because I mean, this guy has a pretty great pedigree, as does Graham Downs of the Verlaines, so another great band from that town, Dunedin. And the Verlaines, you know, I should be a lot more familiar with them than I am. I have to really do my homework. But from what I know, they were probably the more, out of all that that era of bands on Flying Nun, they were the most kind of intricate. Their sound was the most kind of sophisticated, apparently. And there's probably a good reason for that, because Graham Downs, the principal songwriter for the band, went on to become a professor of music. And that's where he is till this day, at the University of Otago, there in Dunedin. He's composed a huge amount of fantastic music over the years with the Verlaines, and he's put out, I'm not sure how many solo records, but at least one, which I'm going to play for you today. A couple of songs from this album. It's called Hammers and Anvils, and it came out on Matador Records in 2001. Yeah, let's get into it. Here's what the sound of a music professor sounds like, who's also got deep roots in the world of independent music. Not a bad life he's carved out for himself there in Otago. So I thought I'd start out with track one, the title track, Hammers and Anvils. So this is Graham Downs of the Verlaines. The Verlaines formed in 1981, by the way, and they're still in existence in some form. I've got a lot of past members. So here we go. This is Graham Downs from the Hammers and Anvils record. It's a solo record. And this is a track called Hammers and Anvils.
Angels of mercy and light. dismembered, crawling in vomit and slime. There's nothing invented that measures the depth of the night. It's older than Egypt, and it sucks like a fire in a child.
be your wingman. Even if it means me taking a chubby, I will suck it up.
CITR has always been your ultimate wingman for when you have the ladies back at your place or whatever.
Thanks for tuning in. This is a show called Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. My name's Matt, and we're starting out with Kiwi music. It's always a wonderful thing to do, to dig into what's been happening down in that part of the world. As far back as 2001, even, with this record, Hammers and Anvils by Graham Downs. Wow, so that's the music of an actual professor of music. Graham Downs is at the University of Otago in Dunedin, and he has an incredible knowledge of music and a huge amount of creative, already produced works through the band The Verlaines, which he is most well known for. But this was a solo record. It was released here in North America on Matador Records in 2001, and the record is called Hammers and Anvils. I played for you the title track, Hammers and Anvils, and the second track I played there was called Cattle, Cars and Chainsaws. What a guy, Graham Downs. I haven't actually read this yet, but I was just going through Google to find a little bit more information about him, and I saw the title of an article. Graham Downs dissects that song, Lords, whatever her famous song is, Lords. So that'd be interesting to read, his professor, putting his professor hat and dissecting a popular song. That would be quite fascinating to read. So there you go. Another brilliant guy from New Zealand, Shane Carter. He was from a band called the Straightjacket Fits, and I wonder if they were well known in parts here, because they are, again, one of the great bands from New Zealand. They were around in the 80s, I believe. From 1986, they formed in Dunedin, the same part of the world, 86 until 94. And a good friend of mine, Damien Fenton, put me on to that band a number of years back. And we will play some of their music at some point, but this is a solo record. Oh, no, sorry. It's the next project from Shane Carter. After the Straightjacket Fits disbanded, he formed another group called Dimmer. D-I-M-M-E-R. And their record, the first record at least they put out, was called I Believe You Are a Star. And again, the reason I'm playing these two today, this Graham Downs and the Dimmer record, is because I found these two at Zulu Records on the Katsalano Festival day. One of the good things I like to do every year is go through the record bins, because Zulu puts out all these cheap CDs. So these were both 99 cents each. So I always find one or two things to play on the show. So let's get into it. So Dimmer is the band. They're from New Zealand. And the driving force behind the band is Shane Carter, who was from the Straightjacket Fits. He, interestingly, is part Maori. Let's get into it now. I'll play for you track one called Drop You Off, and maybe one other track from this record. So you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM and some Kiwi music. Here's Dimmer.
That you are from, so now let it go down. Thank you.
not see it all. Questions that I'm never gonna hear the answer for. I'm not your friend, I'm a stone cold traitor. Getting ready to settle. Thank you.
Blueprint Live, the Georgia Strait, and CITR present Bad Bad Not Good with special guest Sabota, Tuesday, August 12th at Venue Nightclub. Plus DJs Flip Out and Wreck. Doors are at 9 p.m. Advance tickets on sale now at Red Cat and Zulu Records or online at bplive.ca.
Thanks for tuning in to this little radio station called CITR 101.9 FM and this show in particular called Stranded. You can catch us online at ozstrandedradio.com and we're on Twitter at ozstranded. So that's the last Kiwi track we'll play today. That was from a band called Dimmer, going right back to 2001, featuring the vocals of Shane Carter, who is bona fide a legendary status due to his work with the Straitjacket Fits. Very, very powerful band from the late 80s and into the 90s. And we'll play some of their music at another date. I'm surprised I haven't yet. And I'm going to look through the database here at CITR and I get a sense that there must be some of their music here. I'm not sure how well known they were back in this part of the world, but hopefully some folks know who they were. But this was the project that Shane Carter did afterwards called Dimmer. And at the start of the show, of course, you heard there Graham Downs, some of his solo work, Graham Downs of the Verlaines. So always a pleasure to play music from New Zealand here on the station. And if anyone has any requests or, you know, they're inspired by music from Australia and New Zealand, again, go to that blog, ozstrandedradio.com, and you can find an email link there, and I'd love to hear from you. Otherwise, I think we'll dig into some Canadian music for the rest of the show. And up first, so this band I know nothing about other than that they're from Alberta. I was at an open mic the other night, and the proprietor of the pub, Mr. Brownstones, I go there quite often. It's a good open mic, by the way, on Main Street. And he, Darcy, the proprietor, asked me to come and have a chat with these guys. And they were a band called the Wayne McLennan Band. And they were passing through town. And so they handed me a CD and I said, yes, I'll definitely play it on the radio. So I haven't had a chance to listen to this yet. Wayne McLennan, spelled McLellan, and they're a three-piece. Wayne McLennan on guitar vocals, Tim Wilson on drums, and Joey Hansen on bass. So they've got all the lyrics here in the CD, which is good. It's called Green Light. And again, I don't know much about them. They're called the Wayne McLennan Band. So let's play the first track. It's called Sippin' on the Clouds. Brand new music from the province of Alberta.
You claim you're innocent by lighting up the sky, and you still won't plead guilty to your crimes. Like Neo said he did, a rape, was that a lie? Time will tell when the clock condemns the light.
Oh, you got me good. Whoa, oh, oh. Yeah, you got me good. You got me alone. Got me like a balloon, but you don't care. You breathe the air, float along as all the people stand here watching. Watching you twist your straws,
sipping on the clouds. Your face so evil and especially when blue. Once a month your colors, they shine through. Hazy nights will soften it, but you still hide it both. Plotting for suppression of our love.
Show up and you don't look up. Oh, you
you got me good. Whoa, yeah, you got me good. You got me alone. Got me like a balloon, but you don't care. You breathe the air and float along, and so the people stare, they're watching it all, watching you twist your struts, sipping on the clouds. Oh, you got me good. Whoa, yeah, you got me good. You got me alone. Got me like a balloon, but you don't care. You breathe the air and float along, and so the people stare, they're watching it all, watching you twist your struts, sipping on the clouds.
Foundation of who I am, it's plain to see. I learned from my family, they teach me what's right from wrong. How things should be. The foundation of who I am is my family. You said goodbye to Grandma one rainy day last May. Never felt so helpless. Don't like to feel that way. A wave of lonely tore me up inside. I kissed her on the cheek and held her one last time. The foundation of who I am, it's plain to see. I learned from my family, they teach me what's right from wrong, how things should be. The foundation of who I am is my family. Sometimes it's the little things help us get by, like a loving embrace or a baby's cry. When you're down and feeling all, somebody's waiting for you back home. The foundation of who I am, it's black.
plain to see. I learned from my each knee what's right from wrong, how things should be. The foundation of who I am is my family. The foundation of who I am is my
at the Biltmore Cabaret, July 31st. Voted Best Guitarist last year by The Village Voice, Yonatan Gatt will be joined by DJ Selector Dub Narcotic, Snake River of Saskatchewan, and our very own Johnny DeCourcy and the Death Rangers. Advance tickets are only $8. That's $2 a band. For more information, go to thebiltmorecabaret.com.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM and stranded at the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. And three Canadian acts in a row there. At the top was a band called the Wayne McLennan Band from Alberta somewhere. Like I say, this was handed to me at an open mic here a couple of weeks back, and I don't really know much about who these guys are or what city they're even from. There's no press release with the CD, but in any event, Wayne McLennan Band, M-A-C-L-E-L-L-A-N. And up after that was a favorite of the show. I've been listening to this record a lot. Trent Ejakate is from Red Deer, Alberta. He is a First Nations country and western singer, and fantastic track there, track 9 on his latest record, The Foundation of Who I Am. And you can find him at www.trentejakatemusic.com. That's TrentAgecoutay music.com. And there's also Facebook there as well. And another First Nations artist after that was Rochelle Van Zanten. That's Rochelle Van, last name Z-A-N-T-E-N. And a track of hers called Oh Mother, beautiful acoustic track there. And you can find her at RochelleVanZanten.com. Let's play for you now one of the resonating reconciliation segments here we've been playing regularly that was recorded last year for the NCRA project, Resonating Reconciliations, paying respect to First Nations of Canada, and where we're seeking to understand the harsh legacy of residential schools. And after that, I've got some interesting news about a very good cause to know about relating to this issue here in Vancouver. So, here's Resonating Reconciliation. This is Thomas Lutete.
I went to residential school. I was just 8 years old.
Gayla Kassler. My name is Gennargi O'Sullivan of the Tlaalit Cis Nation, originally from Turner Island. You're listening to Windle, exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools.
It's been a long time that I walked this way of life. I'm 65 years old. I'm also a survivor of the residential school for 10 years. I was taken away at 5 years old, early in 50s. I got five sisters and three brothers. Only three of us went to a residential school. Each one of them, my brother and sister, had their own story. I have mine. I went to residential school, Fort Albany, St. Anne School, Fort George, Quebec, St. Joseph. In those schools, there was no love, no hugging. 7 of my co-students residential school commit suicide. 7 of them that I know. Just recently, my young friend, my chump, passed away just the other day. Many years that I walk here, I feel good being a Squaw Bills. Some people call me an elder. I told them, if you call me that again, I'll beat you up. I'm proud who I am, Anishinaabe. I just want to share that much. I cut it short. I used to talk 2 hours. But, Maurice got Musnihikan Davistan. He got you to Bajimion. He comes from here. I lived that life. I felt those pain. Regrets for listening. Oh, watch it.
You have just heard at Window exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools. Both my mother and I attended St. Michael's Residential School in Alert Bay, BC. This is a part of a larger project called Resonating Reconciliation that engages community radio as a tool to help define what reconciliation is. Resonating Reconciliation is meant to help reconcile all Canadians to this shared history. This is the work of the National Campus and Community Radio Association, the Red Jam Slam Society, and this station. Resonating Reconciliation is also supported by the Indian Residential School Survivor Society and is funded by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. To hear more, go to www.ncra.ca/resonating.
This is Asha Bilat, and you are listening to CRTR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Now some time for some awareness raising. There is folks are probably aware of Kickstarter.com, which is a great way to fund meaningful projects. And there's one local meaningful project that I can tell you about right now. I'm going to read off the press release mainly here. It's a survivor's totem pole. So in the downtown east side here in Vancouver, which of course is a strong community, which has huge issues face in regard to gentrification and whatnot, some folks have got together to, they want to create a totem pole to honour the survivors of residential school, as you just heard about there in the Resonating Reconciliation segment. So I'm going to read you this. Dear peoples of this territory, respected elders, friends of the downtown East Shire community and beyond, we humbly ask for your support to raise a survivor's totem pole in the downtown East Shire, unceded Coast Salish territory in September of 2014. We do this honouring the Squamish, Musqueam nations on whose territory our community lies. With your help, a totem pole will be raised as a lasting community art and action project, symbolising resistance, persistence, and inclusion of the downtown East Side community and residents. Master Carver Bernie Williams from the Haida and Coast Salish nations will create our totem pole. She is a longtime downtown East Side resident, an activist, and the only female apprentice of the late Master Haida Carver Bill Reed. Her assistants will be local community members who have agreed to sobriety around the carving periods in order to maintain the purity of the totem pole. Our journey to raise the pole includes building stronger connections between Coast Salish nations, urban Aboriginal people, and other communities impacted by racism and other forms of exclusion, such as Japanese and Chinese Canadians with deep roots in the downtown east side. Human rights activists, artists, and children from these communities will be invited to paint the pole after it is carved. So you can donate money to this at Kickstarter.com. Projects, it's called the Survivor's Totem Pole. You'll find it there at Kickstarter.com to help make this happen. And it's a very good idea, a good time, as we have the tent city there right now in Oppenheimer Park. And tomorrow actually is a big, if you're locally available, a big march for housing is occurring as well, starting out in the downtown east side tomorrow, I believe at 1 o'clock. So there, that was information about the Survivor's Totem Pole for the downtown east side on unceded Coast Salish territory. Kickstarter.com is where you can find the place to donate. Search there under Survivor's Totem Pole. So thanks for listening. We will be right back after this.
Hey, this is Bailey from Greymaker.
This is Asha Bilat.
Howdy, folks. We're the Bitter Weed Drawn.
This is Zach from Black Breath.
Hi, this is Audie from Broken Bones.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark.
I'm Water Crime Guide.
This is Dan Mangan.
Hey, this is David Pepke from Denmark.
This is Dylan Ozick from Slingshot.
Hi, this is Dick Valentine from Electric City.
Hi, everybody. This is Fred Penner on the Radio Waves.
This is Fred Schneider.
This is Colin from GBH.
Hi, this is the Gearing Up Inventors.
Hi, this is Bette Ditto from The Gossip.
Hi, this is Brian from Hellshock.
This is Scruffmouth the Scribe.
I'm Shani from Inepsy.
This is Sab Gray from Iron Cross.
Hey, we're J+J+J.
This is Jack Mercer from Jack Mercer and the Whiskey Bandits.
It's James Wood, half of Mega Bear.
This is Jeron Paxton, American musician.
This is Swami Bill and the Shameless Weed Hounds from New Orleans, Louisiana, east of the Mississippi.
Hi, this is John Boutte from New Orleans, Louisiana.
This is Jesse Laborde.
I'm Peter Mansbridge.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, also on the web, CITR.ca.
in UBC, University of British Columbia, in Vancouver, Canada. Have our people contact your people, won't you?
So if you're interested in keeping in touch with the show and listening to some of the interviews, maybe you're curious about some of the folks we've chatted to in the last couple of years, the blog is ostrandedradio.com. And I basically edit up the interviews and put them up on SoundCloud each week. So there's a link to SoundCloud. And I think the latest one I have up there is The Good in Everyone, a local indie band who we had in the studio. Was it last week? I think it was. Yeah, time flies. So we had Nick from the band come in and also Ben, guitarist. And they're playing their CD release at the Biltmore Cabaret on Saturday night. And I actually have a copy now of the actual pressing. So let's play for you track 3. This is called Whiskey Jack. And I picked this because it's funny. I was just at home eating just before I came out here. And I was playing an old blues record from Lightnin' Hopkins. He sang it, that the Whiskey Jack was in the, I distinctly remember hearing that in one of his lyrics. So there you go. That's why I'm going to play this track and not one of the other four on one of the other three on this EP. So here we go. This is Whiskey Jack from The Good Is Everyone from Vancouver, BC, Canada. This is new music.
Valley. Unwind and push them under. patience to linger.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Hello, this is CITR 101.9 FM, and you're listening to a show called Stranded. Our local artist there, Fistful of Snacks, from her record called Climb the Glass Mountain. That's a track called A Rope. And before that was the super positive Sean Masaryk from his project Sean Masaryk Lives with a fantastic track called Forget the Past. I've been really getting into his record. It's a breath of fresh air and very good quality music. And before that was The Good and Everyone, local band who we interviewed last week, with their track Whiskey Jack from their debut EP, The Good and Everyone. And you can pick up a copy of that at the Biltmore Cabaret tomorrow night, where their EP release is being held. So let's keep going with the Canadian music here. Some more low-key sounds now from The Cyrillic Typewriter, also known as Jason Zampano, who is a very well-regarded musician from Vancouver, who had a band called Zampano way back in the day, and he is creating interesting music to this day under the name The Cyrillic Typewriter. This is called a record called Custodian Original Soundtrack Recording. So here we go, let's play a track called Somewhere. You're listening to Stranded, and this is Jason Zampano's project The Cyrillic Typewriter. After that, some Destroyer from that Spanish EP, and maybe the new Pornographer song as well. Here we go. Thank you.
Star power, the king bends over the smell of flowers. get your midweek roots music fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of roots music, always a Kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR-FM 101.9 and www.citr.ca.
And, of course, we just had the Folk Festival here in Vancouver, and nice work there, Val, with hosting there on the day or over the weekend. One person who might be good for your show is Scott Rudd, a gentleman we're going to play right now. But before that, we had at the top of the set Jason Zampano with his project, The Cyrillic Typewriter, with a lovely mellow song there called Somewhere, instrumental from the Custodian original movie soundtrack. And then the unmistakable vocals there of Dan Behar of Destroyer. First up, we had El Rito, the song from the Five Spanish Songs EP that he released last year, I believe. And then the brand new single of the New Pornographers, War on the East Coast, and really pretty wild film clip for that one, where things are being trashed in the street. And I wonder if that's here filmed in Vancouver. Probably. I can't work it out watching the video on YouTube where exactly it is, but probably here in the city. So we have about 12 minutes left of the show. And so this guy we're going to play next, Scott Rudd, he was a guest on the show. If you're curious about, if you like what you hear and you want to learn more about him, go to ozstrandedradio.com. And if you go to our interview section, you'll find the podcast of that, the edited interview with Scott Rudd. And he played a few live songs. So basically, he's a Vancouverite, but he's been living in New York City for quite some time. And he's a photographer as well. And I didn't know that he had new music, but I've just found it here on our playlist rack. It's just it just says Scott Rudd demos. So here's six new songs. So I'm not sure what these sound like, but let's have a go. Let's play a song called Drown You from Scott Rudd, who's a photographer living in New York City, and he has roots here in the city of Vancouver. And he's Australian, of course. Why, how did I forget? He was born in Australia, but grew up here. Kind of like me a bit. Yeah, anyway, here we go.
On my own,
of Vancouver and a native of Australia. That's where he was born and bred. And he's got a new CD of demos, and we played for you a song called Drown You. Lovely, stark acoustic music there. And next up was Jane Earhart, who is from Montreal, or those parts, Quebec somewhere. And that's at least where it was recorded. That's what the CD says. So Jane Earhart, E-H-R-H-A-R-D-T. And then finally was The Eternal Husbands, Rick Reed and Matt Letty of The City Streets. It's their new project. And apparently they're back recording here in Vancouver pretty soon for album number 2. That was the debut record and a track called 17. Thanks so much for listening. David Love Jones up after this song. Let's leave you with Old Man Leduque. I'm never sure if I pronounced that right. Hopefully, Old Man Leduque. I think that's probably right. Let's please got a 4-track EP out called I Never Sang Before I Met You. That's interesting. There's a track called Baby We'd Be Rich, track 1, and then track 4 is Baby We'd Be Rich, cuss version. What the heck? Let's play that one. Language warning here on the show. I'm not sure what cussing he'll be doing, but here it is. Old Man Leduque on banjo and voice with this track. Good night. Catch you another time. Cussing ahead. Language warning.
Singing for my supper, sour eating Mr. Noodles, watching other cats walk along a windowsill, with a mattress on the floor and a records in the cartons, dreaming of the country, running from the bills. If reading books was money, if spinning records was investing, if drinking was consulting, we'd be fucking rich. My last $10, buy us both tequilas, leave the pack up and waiting, no minutes on my phone. If reading books was money, spinning records was investing, if drinking was consulting,